Yeah. What's up, man? How long's it been? How long's it been, Dad? Oh no, I say about
16 years since you went searching for the Holy Ghost and got lost along the way like money in the post. Holier than most is how you used to act, walking around with your Bible, spitting out quotes like they was facts, painted black, men, women, children as well. If you don't worship God, then you're going to hell. Always had to take it one step further, you couldn't just pray, nope. Had to shove it down people's throats like gay blokes. Like that Basement Jack song, where's your head at? When did you lose your mind? Same time your hair fell out and your beard started to grow, grey hair started to show. Or was it when you started speaking in tongue on road? I was only 6 years old, or could you subject me to that shit? Verbal syphilis, complete fucking gibberish. I was sick of it but too afraid to say. Only saw you once every fortnight. Out of all of them you had to choose that day to Bible bash, evangelizing in the street, looking like a tramp who collected trash. Even though you was brass, you could have tried to look normal. Even if you was fucked in your head, it's awful. I know, but I'm glad you done a disappearing act. Screw you, how could I ever introduce anyone to you?
My baby, it's my dad, he's a religious nut.
Oh, hello. What?
I don't hate you, I don't love you neither. You mean nothing to me, just another geezer. I won't hit you, nah. Still I won't hug you either. If we ever meet again, cold is how I'm gonna treat ya. I don't hate you, I don't love you neither. You mean nothing to me, just another geezer. I won't hit you, nah. Still I won't hug you either. If we ever meet again, cold is how I'm gonna treat ya.
When we talk about your addicts now, they're always met with laughter.
I really used to make you pray before you went on Mars,
bro. Yes, every time it puts sand in the mouth, we have to pray to Jesus. Why the fuck you think I never used to eat more teasers? I slag you off now and don't feel bad about it afterwards, like all the other kids abandoned by their fathers.
I hate my dad, Homer Simpson, lookalike fat bastard.
Yeah, well at least your words stuck with Ned Flanders. Who the fuck was I supposed to go to for answers?
Hey mum, what's this sticky shit in my pajamas?
You weren't around to teach me shit, sold your own kid up for some bitch. And no one's seen you since, but I bet you turn up when I'm rich, chatting shit like it weren't your fault. Probably blame it on your bitch, cause your bitch mind's warped. We could hear it in her voice every time she talked. Me and Lauren were young, but we weren't dumb. We knew what was going on. First time I met her, and she was just your wife to be. I remember that something just didn't seem right to me. From what I could see, it was simple and plain. She had you under manners like a dog on a chain. Sometimes I used to wonder where you were and why you left. Was it all because of her or what you thought was best? But times have changed and I'm used to you not being there. So now I no longer wonder, nor do I care. You could be dead for all I know. Even more fucked up in your head for all I know. Cause all I really know is that you left without saying bye and ain't ever looked back since. Yes, there was a time you could have built a bridge, but now the gap's too great. You might find if you try, just collapse under the weight. Cause now it's far too late, cause we all grown up. Can you be part of our lives now when you've missed so much? That's right.
I don't hate you, I don't love you neither. You mean nothing to me, just another geezer. I won't hit you, nah. Still I won't hug you either. If we ever meet again, cold is how I'm gonna treat ya. I don't hate you, I don't love you neither. You mean nothing to me, just another geezer. I won't hit you, nah. Still I won't hug you either. If we ever meet again, cold is how I'm gonna treat ya.
You can't run away from your past, cause your past is hereditary. The blood that courses through my veins is your legacy. Will probably be the only thing ever left of me from you. Cause just like you, I myself have been gifted with a musical talent. Except I go by the name of Benju, not Paul Balance. You lived your life like your namesake, hung in the balance. Then you fall off the wagon, now the only thing that's apparent is you ain't half the man you used to be. But I'm more than you could ever be. Cause you could never see the world as I see it. Whereas you tried to be something you ain't, I be it. And real fast, your past is coming back to haunt you. It's God's will that such a big mistake like me should taunt you. Nervous feeling in your gut, I call it fate, but you can call it whatever the fuck.
You're just
you
a lost little boy, so here's one less worry for ya. I don't hate you, I just feel sorry for you. In fact I pity you, I've got so much shit on you. If I saw you in the street, I wouldn't even spit on you. But I don't hate you, hating takes too much effort, and you ain't worth the fucking time of day. As for love, that went when you went, long ago. I don't hate you, I don't love you either. You mean nothing to me, just another geezer. I won't hit you, nah. Still I won't hug you either. If we ever meet again, cold is how I'm gonna treat ya. I don't hate you, I don't love you either. You mean nothing to me, just another geezer. I won't hit you, nah. Still I won't hug you either. If we ever meet again, well, you got the picture.